QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KO6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater, 147.330 megahertz, plus offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, and we wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. And hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, a couple announcements here. One of them is anybody out there interested in air shows, we have at the March Air Force Reserve Base in Riverside coming up this month. I'm not sure. Harold, do you know, real quick, do you know what date that is?
They haven't put that in the paper, I don't think. I was wondering when it was going to be. I know it's usually within a month of the Riverside show, but as soon as it shows up in the paper, why, I'll let you know. And that one usually runs 2 days, so they got a lot of room out there, and everybody tells me it's a great show. A lot of military stuff. 86 feel.
Yeah, I just got some information there. It's on the May 19th and 20th, I believe. I think that's the Saturday and Sunday. And, yeah, it is a great show both days. Hopefully it's not overcast. I guess you guys have been overcast down there, so hopefully that doesn't happen. I've seen it happen once in a while, but also I've heard clear blue sky. So, and you got the Thunderbirds, man. It's the awesome thing at the end. All right, any other, let's see, announcements here? Of course, we do have ham test at the end of the month. Anybody else out there with any other announcements in regards to that? All right, let's see, for this tonight, our topic, which kind of got put together here at the last minute, my fault. I got a poll about JT65. Kind of fast-growing digital mode, originally intended for EME stuff, but I guess there's a few people out there pushing it on the HF band, so I'm going to talk about that. But before that, we'll have Quinn in here. A couple little things about his great work he did with KISS and the ISS, so stand by for that.
Tom, you dropped out again, like you did last week, 86 mil.
Okay, I'm stretching the mic because hopefully this will get rid of that.
Now, all I was missing out of the transmission was the mode that you were talking about. Everything else was great except we don't know what you were talking about, 86PO.
Ah, well, okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about the JT65. It's a digital mode, and it's becoming pretty popular on the HF bands. This is in QST May, page 44, and pretty neat. Originally designed for EME stuff, but it's being popularized, I guess, with the HF band. So, alrighty, let's move on to our brief but important roster. And first on the list here, I have WB6CLZ, Mike.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is WB6CLZ.
Okay, I'll try not to tug on the mic cord here. Hopefully I don't drop out. Thanks for being out there, Mike. and helping every Tuesday. How about WB6CIN? Is she listening in too?
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
Glad to be out there, Cindy. And I got to say, you guys have got one of the greatest gardens in the world down there. Saw those pictures. Fantastic. KA6CIA, George.
Good evening, Tom and the group. KA6CIA.
Glad to have you out there, George. KJ6HCS, Mike. Okay, nothing heard there. How about WA6ITC, Rod?
Yeah, from Lake Williams, WA6ITC, and good evening, everybody.
Good evening there, Rod. Thanks again for helping us with that test session this last Sunday, so appreciate that. KJ6FIL, Mike, Redlands.
Good evening, all. KJ6FIL.
Thanks for checking in, Mike, from Edwin's. I guess it's been gloomy down there today. KJ6KDL Jim, Sugarloaf.
KJ6KDL here with KDK.
All right, Jim Rosemary, thanks for being out there listening in. Let's move on down to KI6IQA. Kelly, are you out there this evening?
Good evening, KI6IQA.
Kelly, thanks for being out there from Big Bear City East. How about K6GVL Ron from Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom and the net. This is Ron, K6GVL.
All right, real quick call for N6BOP Ann if she's out there from Pomona. Yeah, nothing heard there. How about 86PL Harold? I know you're out there.
Good evening. Build a string relief and put on that mic cord. That way you'll solve your problem. 86PL.
Yeah, I got you there. I'm going to do something here. Change my ways. All right. Thanks, Harold, for being out there. Appreciate that help there. K6LCS, Clint from Harupa Valley.
K6LCS. Good evening, Tom.
All right, Quint, good to have you out there, and maybe you can fill us in, too, what you were doing about an hour ago. Appreciate all that stuff, too. It's great. Moving on down here, let's see, do we have W6JLM out there, Judith?
Good evening, Tom, W6JLM, we will be listening.
All right, Judith and Ken, W6KMM is probably right there.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is W6KMM.
All right, two of my neighbors right up here, and one more neighbor, KJ6PYV, Dave.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. KJ6PYV, checking in from Sugarloaf.
All right, glad to have you out there, Dave. Heard him in there earlier. K6YNW, Chris.
Good evening, Tom, and the net. K6YNW.
Okay, Chris, just want to let you know, good solid signal there. Good copy. Let's see if he's out there, W6POO, Chip.
Hey, Tom and Annette, W6POO here in very windy Palm Springs.
All right, Chip, yeah. There's much down there, though, so. Anyway, so, AE6CK, Victor.
Good evening, Tom and the group, Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
All right, Victor, thanks for being out there. How about KA6ROD, Rod? Nothing heard. How about KB6LTY, Christy?
Good evening, Tom and Annette. Apologize for doubling with you earlier today. KB6LTY, Apple Valley.
All right. Glad to hear you out there. And let's see, K9AOG, Stephen, Long Beach. All right, nothing heard there. Pretty much covers the list. Anybody else out there would like to check in as a guest, please come back now to KO6Q.
6 BMI here in Victorville.
KJ6 BMI Victorville, glad to have you with us this evening. I guess we went out over the barbecue. anybody else out there?
W6JET.
W6JET, Ron's out there. Hey, glad to have you out there from Temple City.
Yeah, Temple City.
7 WNO Victorville.
Please come back with a call sign.
November 7 Whiskey November Oscar, Mike in Victorville.
All right, from Victorville there, thanks for being with us. Good solid signal. Anybody else?
EG6IX, checking in as a guest.
Oh, I had AEGIX, I believe, and another station underneath them. Please come back.
KJ6, Tango Alpha Echo, Jeff in Mojave.
All right, from Mojave, thanks for checking in. Anybody else?
Alpha Bravo 6 Papa Sierra, Gary from Palm Springs.
Gary from Palm Springs, thanks so much for being out there this evening and joining us. Anybody else?
K6, DYY in Lucerne Valley.
Lucerne Valley, thanks for checking in. Audio's a little weak, but it got you a full copy there. Anybody else? All right, I think we got everybody out there. Well, let's see. First thing we do here on Tag Tuesday, little brief DX report and solar weather. Mike, what's happening out there with our solar weather? I think last time we were having some pretty bad solar weather a week ago. Has that changed?
Well, it's still bad, Tom, if you're a 10-meter nut like I am. I did hear some DX pilots, a couple of pilots on the bottom end of the CW portion of the 17-meter band today. I never did really hear who all of the guys, the pilot, were chasing, but I know there was a couple of DX stations there, so that's the best I can do as far as DX. We're getting a sunspot. Space Weather right now is reporting a sunspot number of 104, and the solar flux index, depending on where you look, somewhere between 112 and 114 solar flux units. MUFs have been kind of low for the last couple of days. We didn't even really get much above 20 megahertz today. So, 17 meters is good, 20 meters is good. I'm listening to some JT65 right now on 14077. So, 20 meters is open right now a little bit, but, nothing spectacular. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, actually at W06B earlier on today, 10 meters, did a contact, did have his big loop, was using 100 watts, and did a QSO, I'll get it out there, a QSO to New Zealand on, what was that, 10 meters, so pretty cool. And of course his loop is a huge loop, it's basically set for 75 meters, but he was running 10 meters through it, and it worked just fine, so that was pretty cool. So a lot of this stuff is intermittent, and I guess being in the right place, right time is what it's all about. Well, good deal. Anybody else out there, any DX conditions to report, please come back.
Yeah, this is Catherine Jenkins, 6 Tango X-ray Yellow.
Yes, go ahead.
This is KJ6TXY.
All right, TXY. Any good DX out there to report or just checking in?
Just checking in.
All right, appreciate that, and thanks for joining us this evening. Anybody else out there with any DX before we move on?
W6TOO, about 11:30 at night on 20 meters. Just about the frequency break part for general and amateur extra. Two nights in a row, two nights ago actually, I talked with Central Sweep, and this is on 20 meters, And last night I heard somebody from the Ukraine, and they were very strong, a very solid 5 by 9, literally. And that was odd because it was 11:30 at night and 20 meters was lit up. So that's what's happened down here of late, 56POO.
Well, Chip, that's pretty cool. Thanks for that report. Anybody else out there with anything to add, please come back. All right, moving on with our topics for the evening. Next thing we usually cover here, provided Clint's not tied up someplace. The AMSAT, or HAMSAT, I don't know what we want to call it there, Clint. But Clint, a great event there, pretty cool. And basically, what do you got cooking for us out there, and what's been happening? And you're on Ham Nation, too. That's pretty cool. Go ahead, Clint.
Good evening, Tech Tuesday, Tom and Annette. Just finished recording the latest episode of Bob Heil and Gordon West's Ham Nation episode. We took the top 15 minutes and showed off all of our kids at the FlayBob ISS contact, asking their questions that Don Arnold, the AVMAP guy, videotaped the day of the event. So I think I'm about through with that event. We got our NASA surveys in. We have our NASA after project forms in, and I think I'm through with that. But just a second. I have three emails from three different schools, two in Orange County, one in LA County, who are interested in doing this now, and they're asking if I can help. Oh God, what have I gotten myself into? Amateur radio, man, this is really exciting. So anyway, please watch Ham Nation. You'll get it via your normal methods, iTunes or on the Twit TV network site. And the wiki will have a bunch of references and a bunch of pointers and programs and reference work for the project and for the people. The hams are great. There's about 800 people in the chat room. They're asking, Clint, what's that VU meter in your background? I have a VU meter in the background of my backdrop, and they're asking what that application was. So hams are cool. Hams are cool. Break for a sec. And so I'm really looking forward to next Tuesday's Tech Tuesday, where I could just give a report on the working FM satellites, AO27, SO50, and the International Space Station with Packet. I've been a little distracted here these last few months. So that's all I've got, Tom. Don Arnold. During the Ham Nation broadcast, Don Arnold holds up the CQ magazine, the one that's going to be passed out at Dayton, the big issue of the year. And there's my article and picture in it on working the ham satellites with your handheld radios. So, boy, what an exciting month. K6LCS.
Well, Clint, yeah, glad to hear all that stuff out there. Yeah, and I know you've been very, very busy, and hopefully you'll be come up here and give one of those demonstrations that you're well known for. Clint does a very great demonstration on using a real mirror FT-60 handheld, little handheld aero antenna, and actually bouncing off the repeater on those satellites. Those are typically on a straight overpass or still 500 miles up. Yes, I did say 500 miles up, and we're doing a low pass out there at 10 degrees. They're probably, 1,500 miles, maybe 2,000 miles because of that angle. So pretty cool stuff. Looking forward if we can get Quinn up here to the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club meetings. We do our meetings at the end of each month, and maybe we can schedule that in, Quinn. We really appreciate that. So, all right, break. All right, moving on to our topic of the evening is JT65. Well, Mike, first off, I want to say that this article, single-page article in QST May, is written by the editor of QST Magazine, Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and pretty neat stuff here. Mike, what is JT65? And I'm seeing here where it was originally intended for EME, And then I guess the next question is, what is EME, real quick, so we know what that is?
Tom, yeah, JT65 was developed by a Dr. Joe Taylor called K1JT. And EME is basically Earth, Moon, Earth. Signals going to the, from the Earth to the Moon and then back to the Earth again. EME, also commonly known as Moon Bounce. That JT65 is probably the simplest way to get on and use Moon Bounce because you can have reduced power, you can have reduced antennas and such. Don't need a full-on, full boat moon EME or moon bounce system to do that. So JT65 was developed for that. Now we're hearing it on the HF bands. Right now there's a signal. I will do a little third party here. That is JT65, kind of an eerie type sound, and that is on 14076, 077, somewhere around that range. Actually, I've got CW, I've got it 14076.89. Anyway, but it's digital mode, no speaking, no CW, everything's done digital and comes over your computer. Break. Basically, to use the mode, you need a sideband transceiver, upper sideband, and you need a computer and a sound interface card. Get that all tied together, and pretty much you're in business. Low power mode and a minimal antenna mode. Back to you, Tom. That's a good start.
Yeah, and actually, what we have here, and you said the key thing here, this is a lot of this digital stuff. That PSK-31, probably RIDI, and a lot of the other stuff out there is essentially done with very low power, very, very narrow bandwidth. Pretty cool stuff. Because of its mode and function, really sneaks through a lot of the noise out there. And I think this is, like you say, this is originally designed for EME, which is basically done a little bit different. They transmit and receive on alternate, even in odd minutes. So by that basis, no matter what your message is, if you're done, you will be receiving on the next minute interval. So really is going to take quite a while to get stuff across there. And that's essentially because of the moon bounce stuff, and it's necessary for that. So, but the same things do apply here on the HF band. And I think what it says here, I'm reading that most transmissions are only a little more than 47 seconds. And with that, and alternate transmissions, some very brief information, 5 minutes long. But, Mike, we're talking about real low power. How low a power? I mean, 10 watts, 5 watts, I think it's even way below that.
Yeah, there's people that 5 watts, that's high power. That's QRO for some of these guys. They're running in the milliwatts. Let's see right here, how low can you get? Well, it's saying that some of these guys take the minimalist approach, and they're working, like I just said, stations in milliwatts, so, you know, a watt is excessive power to them. They recommend that you don't use more than 20 watts, keep the interference down, and I guess the average is 5 to 10 watts. And, you know, Tom, if there's anybody listening tonight that has used JT65, I've never really, other than just listening to it right now, I haven't had any experience with JT65, other than with a moon bounce or an EME setup that Bob, KWA6MQF over there in Big Bear City has used. But I really haven't gotten into the nitty gritty or nuts and bolts of it, Tom. And I don't think you have either. So if we've got anybody listening tonight that's had any experience, maybe they can lighten us on some of this. But other than that, we'll just go through, and I've learned a lot just by reading this article.
Yeah, and you know, I think that with this, and we'll probably expand on this in the next week or so with Bob. I know he's off the mountain right now, and get him in there with his EME, because this is probably one of the modes he would be using. so we'll get the other application going with that. But with this stuff, it's kind of neat. Different, like I say, ham radio, so many different things to do. And if you have a computer, that's the first step. You can do a lot of this stuff. Have a laptop, nothing really critical. You don't need the latest and greatest for that computer. Free software out there, Ham Radio Deluxe. I do believe it's still being distributed out there for free. That works really great. There are other interfaces too. And then going through the sound card, you know, connections on that computer, and just about all do, even laptops, and working that into your radio, pretty cool. So also need to be able to tie that into your radio. There's got to be an interface there, but get all that stuff glued together, pretty neat stuff. Like I said, with Earth, Moon, Earth, that's you're going 250,000 miles plus or minus one way, and with a bounce and off the moon and coming back. So there's a reason for that, even an odd minute, which is what this was designed for. Break. So I'm assuming K1JT, did he name this after himself?
Sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, not too sure. But anyway, great similarity there if it wasn't. But for any of you, like I said, not voice. It's all computerized stuff. If once you set up for JT65, though, you've got all these other digital modes available to you, including CW, I believe, which is does a lot of translating for you, too, out there with Ham Radio Deluxe. Is that correct, Mike?
Not sure about Ham Radio Deluxe. I know that it has its own program here that you can get at JT65HFSourceForge.net, and it's a free program. I'm not sure if it's included in Ham Radio Deluxe or two, because I've got it on my computer, but I've never used it.
Well, anyway, thought we'd well delve into some of the unknown there, and like I said, we try to pull articles from QST Magazine. If you don't get QST, if you're not part of the ARRL, I'll get it out there, you might think about joining because the magazine comes with the membership. You can do it on a yearly basis. Check it out for 1 year. I think it's $39 for a year. And if you're listening and you'd like to do that through our club, it will not cost you any more. Kind of helps the club out a little bit. We get a little bit of a commission there. Just send off the information to me, and we'll get you squared away on that. With send that to kf6q@arrl.net. That's kf6q@arrl.net. Direct you into that. And if you're not a member, think about joining. Well, Mike, pretty neat. Looking for some of the other highlights here, but pretty much I think it's just that kind of hit and miss here, especially trying to get contacts. There's not that many people are out there on that, but it's starting to build. So I guess this has just been coming around in the last 2 years. Does that sound about right?
Rather new, although they've been using JT65, I guess, for quite a while on moonbounce, but for HF, pretty new. I see here where with 5 watts and an 817 Yaesu, which is a little QRP rig, in an hour, the guy worked Italy, United States Station, Russia, and Poland, and that's pretty good from the center of the U.S. with 5 watts.
Oh, yeah, definitely pretty cool. Of course, there's a lot of low-power stuff, Whisper being one out there. I think we talked about that some time back. We might drop it back in on that on the upcoming weeks. But anyway, pretty cool. Not a lot to say more than that. And just thought we'd bring that out there to the public. Anybody else, like I say, out there, if you have any experience with JT65, you can always jump in here anytime. But essentially, it's just one of those digital modes, like many others, and if you're set up right for that, you'll find that there's a lot of people out there, also PSK31. The list is actually long, so a lot of fun to experiment. Mike, anything else to add?
I think we've pretty well
well covered that. Got an overview of it. I wonder if we should mention Field Day at all, coming up quick, and don't want anybody to be left out or forget about it. How's that sound?
Well, you know what? We can take that time right now to do that. And for all of you listening out there, if you do not know what Field Day is, well, listen up. Started out as basically a preparedness type of exercise for hams, turned into a whole lot of fun, barbecues, contesting, it just kind of fell into that. But basically once a year, the last full weekend of June, Saturday and Sunday, actually 24-hour clock starting for us out here in Pacific time. The way we set up is we start at about 11 a.m. Saturday morning and work till 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Hours will vary a little bit depending on when you start setting up, but basically that's the skinny. You can get a lot of information at, from the ARRL.net site, ARRL.org or com or whatever it is out there. So just Google Field Day with the ARRL and probably bring up all you need. Mike, what actually are the calendar days for that? Which, it's not the last weekend, but it's the last full weekend. Which days are that?
Would be Saturday, June 23rd through Sunday, June 24th at the specific hours that you talked about. And there's also a nice article in the May QST on page 85, kind of got a brief overview, but really a hoot. I mean, it's a ball. Anybody that wants to learn, that is a good place to go. Putting up antennas, setting up rigs, trying to keep them going, trying to determine why you have interference and things like that. It's a very interesting, a great learning experience, fellowship, camaraderie, and highly recommended.
Yeah, and in particular for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, we do this every year up here on the mountain. All hams are welcome to join in. Of course, we always have a lot of fun up here and with operation and logging and all that good stuff. And I think one of the greatest things, too, of course, we have a club barbecue. That's pretty cool. Supposed to be for club members, but I've seen a few people sneak in there. But good deal for all of us up here because we are up so high, setting up antennas. I believe we do start, I'm going to say it's about noon Friday. Kind of sets our operating hours to that 24-hour period. And Friday we start setting up equipment, but we don't actually start doing anything. Officially kickoff or the time is 11 a.m. Saturday. So in between there, we have a lot of tuning up, temporary setup. All this stuff is set up. We do ours at Bear Mountain. Probably be doing that also again this year in their parking lot. And Sunday, usually within an hour and a half, 2 hours after it's all done, we are done, cleaned up, and gone with no traces left to be seen. Mike, anything to add with that? I mean, you've been a great person out there the last few years. Anything else to add?
Boy, I mean, other than it is a ball. I mean, and you don't have to be there the whole time. Tom, I think you're going to schedule operating as best you can this year. So anybody that wants to sneak away from work for half an hour or something like that, whatever, come on out, enjoy it. It's fast paced, it's fun, and it's something you'll never forget. It's a ball. It's a hoot.
You know, and one thing to add to this year and I'm sure next year also, because of the getting to the peak of the solar cycle, our distance and our contacts are really going to get better. So, like I say, back in 2006, kind of in the slump, this year, though, really going to be up there. So I think we're going to be getting some great contacts. I think all of our stations out there, we only run about 100 watts. Temporary antennas, really a whole lot of cool stuff. And each year we try something different. A little experimentation with Delta Loops, a couple of dipole Yagis, different things like that, or inverted Vs, you name it. We've got it out there. So a whole lot of fun. So anyway, if you're interested in helping or participating or just coming on by with the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club Field Day up here in Big Bear, in Big Bear Lake. Drop me an email. I'll get you some more information at KF6Q, Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec, KF6Q, at ARRL.net, and I'll get you some stuff out there. Well, anyway, anybody else, anything to add about Field Day as we'll be kind of wrapping up our Tech Tuesday, please come back to KF6Q.
Tom, I have one more comment about Field Day.
Mike, you can make as many as you'd like.
Oh, you don't want to tell me that? Anyway, one thing that I don't think we mentioned is that you do not have to have a general. You do not have to have a tech. Anybody, as long as there is an operator in charge, you don't even have to have a license to operate HF. So, you know, get your feet wet, see what it's like. We're talking about HF here all the time, and Field Day is a good time to get into that and learn that, because you're going to have a lot of good DX out there, a lot of stations. It'll give you a good idea, and you don't have to have a license, but once you do, maybe you'll have to study up and get a higher class license. Back to you, Tom.
All right. You know what? And there are rules and regs that we do abide by, and actually the way that is all worked so that we're all in conjunction with the FCC. You know, all the fine T's to be crossed and I's dotted, we do. So that's how we're able to do that. And anybody who's interested on how that applies, also give me an email. And I've got this whole thing that I got through the ARL. We always want to be legal and legit and not cause any problems. But also, we want to have some fun. And it's pretty cool talking out there. Mike, real quick, isn't it kind of cool to contact, what's that station back there in Connecticut, W1AW?
Yes, W1AW. I think we contacted them on 10 meters last year, and I think some of the other guys did too. I'm almost 99% sure the CW station did. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I listen to them for code practice every other day or so whenever I can get on there, and yep, that's neat. When I was a young fellow back in the 60s, well, I talked to Barry Goldwater on 10 meters. That was kind of cool, K7UGA. All kinds of interesting things happen on Field Day.
Barry Goldwater. Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Was he participating on Field Day? Come on, you got to expand on that.
He was just giving people contacts because we were on the 10-meter AM back then, Gotcha communicator in a little tent, and I had a novice license, so I really wasn't even supposed to be on 10 meters. But we you know, I could because there was an operator in charge right next to me, and he said, "Oh, give that guy a call," and we did. And K7UGA, Barry Goldwater, I think at the time he was either governor of Arizona or a senator, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think he was actually trying to get to be president too. Didn't quite make it. That's a long time ago. Well, that's kind of cool. A little history there. Of course, we know all the infamous hams like Walter Cronkite and many, many more. So, kind of cool stuff out there. So, well, anyway, as we're going to wrap up here on Tech Tuesday, do appreciate everybody joining in with us tonight. Always try to delve on something basic and not too technical, just interesting, a little educational, and having a lot of fun here every Tuesday night. So if you're out there listening this evening, thank you oh so much for joining us. And, of course, next week, Clint's going to have a lot more information on some of the ham stats that go overhead. Pretty cool stuff there. And, of course, we'll expand on this, maybe get into the EME stuff. What is that, and how does that work? Just kind of interesting. The longest DX that you could possibly do, about a half a million miles round trip. So anyway, anything that anybody wants to add before we close Tech Tuesday?
KF6Q, this is KC6JHB.
Yes, John, go ahead.
Hello there. Just wanted to let you know I'm visiting up in Big Bear. Just wanted to say hello. I was listening to you guys there, and quite interesting.
Well, John, glad to have you join us this evening. And normally you're down there in San Pedro, and what is that famous station you operate down there?
K6AA. K6AA. But I'm up here visiting Big Bear till Thursday. Got up here yesterday. So we're up here till Thursday. Today we went over to the zoo and had a good time there and took a lot of photos. Back to you.
Well, John, glad you're up here and glad you're enjoying the weather. It's pretty nice up here. And, yeah, John, for everybody out there listening, John, as K6AA, operates out of the Maritime Museum. Pretty cool station there. They have a lot of neat stuff they do there. So, all right, John, thanks. Thanks for joining us this evening. Anybody else out there with anything to add before we close Deck Tuesday?
AOG.
K9AOG, Steven, go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, I just wanted to get a late check-in. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt earlier.
Well, Steven, doggone it, glad you could check in. Hope you caught most of us out there, but appreciate that. From Long Beach, good deal. Got you checked in there. Anybody else out there, anything to add before we close Tech Tuesday?
K6GVL.
They're planning on winning for the number of transmitters this year like you have been in the last few years, W6MRK.
K6BB.
Okay, Ron, could you stand by? I got Mark on Echolink here. Just for a second, stand by, Ron. Mark, we're not sure at this point in time. You know, we're going to see whatever. The plan here is to basically set up with something where we're not overstretched, and we have enough operators to cover what we've done, but probably we'll be pretty much in tune with what we've done in the past. And good evening, Mark from Manteca on Echolink.
Yeah, good evening, Tom, and the group, W6MRK, Echolink from Manteca. You know, I think in the past, if I remember correctly, you were either running like a 5 echo or a 6 echo. Are you planning on doing that again this year, or plans changing?
Well, I know in the past, I've seen the 6 alpha and 7 alpha. I think we were 7 alpha last year, and we're trying to firm that up right now. We've been trying to get ready for the last few months, so a little this and that, so probably have that pretty solid here in the next week or two, because this is May. Next month it happens, so you know how that goes. Next thing you know, you're there. And the planning better be done. Back to you, Mark, real quick.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, well, yeah, I forgot alpha, not echo. Yeah, okay, sounds good. Well, I'm hoping that this year we can participate. Last year we couldn't because Pat was in the hospital, and she just gotten out, but it was still pretty weak. But hopefully this year we can do it, and hopefully maybe we can try and meet you guys on a frequency and share some points. So remembered it was Tech Tuesday, and I figured I'd just get in and check in and say hi and stuff. So let you go, and hopefully I'll catch more of it on the next Tuesday. So yeah, have a good evening, and we'll catch you later. KF6Q and group W6MRK.
Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us. And yeah, I got to get the Echolink screen over here where I can see it. It's kind of around behind another computer over there, and I'm not really seeing these people as they pop up, but thanks for checking in there. Let's see here. Ron, K6GVL, Green Valley. You wanted to get in there, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to thank you and Mike for all the work that you do on Tech Tuesdays, because I know it's a pain in the butt sometimes. But thank you anyway.
Well, if I could speak for Mike on that, we appreciate that. And, you know, we always try to have something interesting, and there's a lot of different parts of ham radio out there. Appreciate that. We're always trying to keep this stuff coming, and QST has been a great source for us, as they always have these new things that they pop up there with, so that's helped us a lot. So, all right, anybody else with anything to add before we close Deck Tuesday?
J6HCS, late check-in.
Hey, Mike, got you in there. Appreciate it. Hopefully you didn't join us too late, but hey, good to hear you out there and calling in from Fonskin. Anybody else out there, anything to add before we close Tech Tuesday?
Washington, 6 Whiskey Whiskey Echo with a late check-in, please.
N6 Whiskey Whiskey Echo. You were barbecuing, correct? I think, anyway. Glad to have you join us this evening, and if you think about it, come on back next Tuesday, same time, 1900 hours.
Very good. I'll try not to be so late next time. N6 Whiskey Whiskey Echo, clear.
Thanks for checking in. That's the main point. Anybody else out there, anything to add before we close Tech Tuesday? All right, well, once again, appreciate everybody who's been out there. Hopefully, JT65, kind of a weird mode, different part of ham radio. So we got to add all that stuff in there because a lot of people out there are actually getting into the digital stuff. So try to keep a little bit out there for everybody. And join us again next week. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. So anything you'd like to add to our Tech Tuesday, drop me an email at kilofoxtrot6quebec@arrl.net. That's KF6Q, ARRL.net. Well, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, as net control for Tech Tuesday. Net, closing the net. Get the time here, 1900 hours and 47 minutes. Returning the repeater to normal use. Thanks again, for everybody joining us. And we'll hang around here just for a little bit.